I'm with Roger Stuber, who is one of the latest North Dakota Agriculture Hall of Fame honorees that we have honored here during the 87th Annual North Dakota Winter Show. Roger, you did a lot of work in the industry with cattle. Tell folks who don't know you exactly, kind of in a nutshell, what you did in your career.
Well, I had a good career in agriculture, especially the cattle business. In high school, I kind of went off. In the college, I was going to be in business and wanted to be in law, and then took a animal breeding course in genetics and got intrigued with cattle genetics and got me back in agriculture. And I've been asked to serve on a state organization, North Dakota State, our North Dakota Stockmen's Association, and two national organizations, the American Hereford Association, and which I was the youngest president ever of the National Hereford Association, and then I went on to be president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. So I've had an opportunity to serve the industry. I hope I was result-driven and not self-serving.
Quite an honor. What does it mean for you and your family?
It's quite an honor to be part of agriculture. Our family's now in our fifth generation there in southwestern North Dakota. So being part of agriculture and the opportunity we see in agriculture and able to put an effort into hopefully sustaining it's been very rewarding.
And you got family members who are keeping the tradition going?
Yes, I have a nephew and he's got three sons that are back on the ranch. So we're good into the fifth generation and hopefully soon have a sixth generation there.
And Roger, you've been inducted into the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame as well. Tell me, what's it like to be inducted into two of these prestigious North Dakota Cowboy, or I should say Hall of Fames?
Honor to be inducted to those. I happily appreciate it. It's something I didn't search. Other people did it for me, and it's very rewarding to be evaluated by others and have that type of recognition.
Roger Stuber, now a member of the North Dakota Agricultural Hall of Fame, and yeah, about a decade ago, also a member of the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame, our guest here on KOVC.